Okay.
I hope that everyone will forgive me if I go a little out of order from the order on the cover sheet. I'm sure we all got at least a one or two. The Tosfos at the end of the Maskel Velozev Zeishish Romrochayim Kari Ha'ish. Tosfos says the last like 3.5 lines. Uktsas Kosher. Dimashma de Unshin Mamon Min Hadin. Right, well, that's a little difficult for him. It seems from the discussions in our Gemara, now we haven't really read the Gemara on this Mishnah yet. But the Gemara says, well, if this is Chayev, then Kalachomer, this is Chayev, then you have a Pircha, etc. It seems clear from the Gemara is that you could learn one Avnezek from an Avnezek from another Avnezekin through a Kalachomer. Which is that you make someone pay money, or mechayiv them to pay money through a din, through a kal v'chomer. Uv mechilton, probably should be mechilta here, right? In the mechilta, which is the medrash halacha on shmos, on parts of mishpatim, tanya, ki yiftach v'chi yifred, the truth of this appears in many places in the mechilta. It says, ki yiftach v'chi yifra, right? What did the pasuk say? Ki yiftach ish, ki yiftach ish bor, o ki yifre ish bor v'lo yichasenu, if someone opens a pit or digs a pit. If you're chayiv for opening a pit, isn't it obvious you're chayiv for digging a pit? Rather, this is to teach you, you can't learn chiyuv mamon from kal v'chomer. Therefore, even though if the Torah says you're chayiv for opening a pit, it would be obvious kal v'chomer, you're chayiv for digging a pit. No, you can't learn an onesh of money from a kal v'chomer. Therefore, the Torah had to say you're chayiv for digging a pit. Umiyu, b'perek hapara, Dorishly the drasha achrina shall escape psicho kriya ba'alo olahavi korach korach shasilik ma'aser rishon. However, he says it seems to be a machlokes between the Bavli and the Mechilta, because in the Bavli in Daf Mem Tesamid Beis they actually say you can punish mamon from a kavachomer if you're chayiv for opening a bor, then kavachomer you're chayiv for digging a bor. So why does he need to say digging a bor? It must be for another drasha. Right, they say you don't need this to teach your chayiv. You can be chayiv min adin from a kal v'chomer. Must be for another drasha. There's two opinions there. One is that you're chayiv for the business of digging and opening, even if you don't own the property. Or another opinion to be chayiv someone who digs after someone else already dug, and then the first guy's potter and the second guy is chayiv. So what do we see here? We seem to have a machlokas between the Bavli and the machlokas. Sorry, between the Bavli and the Mechilta, whether you can be Mechayev Nizke Mamo, Mechayev payment for Nizikin, from a Kal v'chomer or not. The Bavli assumes you can, and the Yerushalmi assumes you can't. Okay, this Yerushalmi, here we do have three opinions as to what the opinion of the Yerushalmi is. What does the Yerushalmi hold about Onshin Mamon Min Hadin? Not the Yerushalmi, but the Mechilta. Mechilta, Das, HaMechilta, B'inyan, Onesh Mamon, Min Hadin. Let's just preface a little. We know this rule of being Onesh Min Hadin. Comes up many places in Shas. We can't punish someone from Kal v'chomer, right? Like, if someone's, this is Chayiv Misa, we can't say Kal v'chomer, that's Chayiv Misa. This is Chayiv Malkus, we can't say Kal v'chomer, that's Chayiv Malkus. But what about when it comes to Mamon? If you say, if this guy's Chayiv to pay, Kal v'chomer, that guy's Chayiv to pay. So, the general assumption of the Bavli is that we can make you pay money, min hadin. Tosa says that here. He also says in the Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Dim Rassel V'Edim Zomin, he says, the Gamei Mamon Chayvin Lu V'Kal V'Chomer, the Gamei Mamon Onshin Min Hadin. Okay. Yeah, Tosa assumes all over Shas, Pashas of Shas, is that Onshin Mamon Min Hadin. What is the opinion of the Mechilta? So here we have three opinions. Says the Tosfos, the Mechilta holds Ein Onshin Mamon Min Hadin. Okay, so there's a fundamental machlokas Bavli and Mechilta whether we give you a punishment of Mamon through a Kal v'chomer or not. That's not the only opinion. The Rashba, later on Daf Beis Amud Beis, says Mechilta doesn't think Eino Shemamun Adin. What does the Rashi say? Mechilta thinks only. Says the Rashba. Onshin mamon min hadin, except chutz mibor dechidishu. Only bor is a chidish. Doesn't mean we're not onshin mamon hadin. Means we can't make a chalo chomer from a chidish. Bor is a chidish.
The bor is a chidish.
Why is it a chidish or chayv and bor? A, because you don't own the bor, and B, because the bor doesn't actually do anything. The other guy comes into the bor. So it's a chiddush that you chayv on bor. So really, the Yerushalmi means we can't make you pay money from a kalvachomer when something's a chiddush. Because the rule of ein lecha bor ela chidusho. And the Yerushalmi thinks bor is a chiddush, the Bavli thinks bor is not a chiddush. That's a much more restricted shot of the Yerushalmi. It's that, of course, you make someone pay money from a kalvachomer, just not, you can't make a kalvachomer expand a chiddush. Those are the two deus in the Rishonim, in the late Rishonim, early Achronim, however you want to categorize, the Shittim Gubetzes quotes. From the Mahri Katz, a third shot. The Shittim Gubetzes quotes the Mahri Katz also, that Onshin Mamon Min Hadin. Right, they both want to say that the Mechilta doesn't deny. Yeah?
Well, why would you Rishonim use that?
Okay, fair enough. The Rashi would have to say bedochak. It means when something's a chiddush. But you're right. That's dochuk in the Rashba. I didn't have to defend it. It's dochuk in the Rashba. The Mari Katz is also dochuk. Now, and the gears of the Mechilta, everyone's gears have been saying mafin. So saying onshim and adin. So the Rashba would say ain onshim and adin when there's a chiddush. It's still a little dochuk. Says the Mari Katz. Of course, you're onshim and adin. What's the Mechilta talking about? The Mechilta Mairi Be Onesh Bidei Shamayim She'ein Onshin Min Hadin. That's a big chiddush in the Mari Katz. The Mechilta is not talking about whether you have to pay money. The Mechilta is talking about the fact that in Shamayim you're chayev if you cause damage. How do we know you're chayiv in Shamayim if it goes damaged? Because if your ox kills someone, then what are you chayiv in Shamayim? If your ox kills someone?
Misa,
at least three, four times. Right? That ubalash or you must. Right? Misa bidei Shamayim, unless you pay a kofar. Right? So we see there's punishment bidei Shamayim for doing bad things that damage people, besides what happens to bidei Adam. So he says this mechilta is not talking about the money. Money, of course, you have to pay min adin. This Mechilta is talking about the onesh bidei shamayim, that if someone falls into the bor and dies, then bidei shamayim, you're considered a bit of a murderer, and you're going to be asid litinis adin, and that we couldn't have learned from Kal v'chomer. Okay, these are both dachik pshat, and the pashat pshat is clearly like Tosfos, right? It's dachuk to say the Yerushal, the Mechilta, I keep saying Yerushal, the Mechilta is talking about onesh bidei shamayim, like that's not going on in the Pesukim, the Pesukim are talking about paying. And it's dachuk of the Rashba to say it's only when it's a chiddush, because the Yerushalmi makes it seem like a general rule. But these are three days in the Rishonim.
I was trying to understand the whole thing, but I think there's actually two levels over here. One is clearly if you're a mazik, you pay. The second question is what is a mazik? What is a mazik? The definition you can learn a kol v'chomer on it, but the actual onish is the top level. If you're nezek, you pay.
And therefore, you're not even being onish mamon adin. You're just defining the mazik. Fair, although Tosfos goes further and thinks you can be onish mamon adin. We'll see if that's relevant in a moment. Let's just look for a second. The Rashba's dachuk, the Mari Katz's dachuk, Pashut Pshat is like Tosfos, especially since there's a few cases in Mishpatim where you have lines like this in the Mechilta. What's the Yesoda Machlokis between the Bavli and the Mechilta? What is the Nekudas HaMachlokis? Right, the Kudus HaMachlokes of the Bavli versus the Mechilta. Why does the Bavli think we do Onish Mamon Min Hadin, and the Mechilta thinks we're not Onish Mamon Min Hadin? So, I think the mainstream way the Achronim define this is with Hakira and the principle of Ein Onish Min Hadin.
So, only within Tosfos.
Yeah, only within Tosfos. That's why there's an arrow from Tosfos. The Hakira within the concept of Ein Onish Min Hadin. Right, Ein Onish Min Hadin is a bit of a chiddush. What is Ein Onshin Min Hadin? If you do this, you get a punishment. If you're something worse than this, Kal v'chomer, then we don't give you a punishment. Ein Onshin Min Hadin. it seems logically we should give an onesh min hadin. Like, for example, if the Torah had said you're chayiv misa for sleeping with your granddaughter, even though your daughter is a closer relative, and we think for sure you're chayiv misa for bito, no, we can't punish you min hadin. In the end, we do, but that's because we have a drasha, not based on a kal v'chomer. So, why aren't we onesh min hadin? So that's what all the achronim struggle with. It's not the Rishonim didn't seem bothered by this question. That's just a rule of onesh min hadin, and let's move on. That's the rule. The achronim were more philosophically interested in why in onesh min hadin. So what are some of the theories in the achronim? Why in onesh min hadin? Anyone? What are some of the theories in the achronim?
Maybe this avera was too chomer to even like deserve this punishment to get out of it.
Exactly. That is the famous pshat of the Maharsha. Right? The Maharsha, I think I put it here. Yeah, the famous Maharsha in Sanhedrin, where he's working off a very funny case, which we're not going to get into now. There's a drasha, right? That nosi mizaru lamolech. Mizaru is part of his there. Someone gives for part of some of his kids the molech, he's chayiv misa. He gives all his kids the molech, he's not chayiv misa. Why? It seems to be worse. Okay, so... says the Maharsha, and he quotes that, because you give all your kids to Molech, that's so bad that even Misa won't help get Kapara. Now, this is an assumption. We're not going into this Chakira, right? We're not learning Sanhedrin now. But you know, the philosophers are a big Chakira. Why do we punish people for doing something wrong? Right? So there are different theories in the philosophers of why we punish people for doing something wrong. One theory is just to deter it, right? To like, give them an incentive not to do it again, or give other people incentive not to do it, because they'll be afraid of the punishment. What some religious philosophers say is that for kapara, why do we punish someone who did an avera? Because then they get kapara. Otherwise, they wouldn't have kapara. If we punish them, they get kapara. And the Maharsha assumes, this is a big assumption, that the only justification for punishing someone is they get kapara. Right? If they wouldn't get kapara, we wouldn't punish them. What about all the... we don't punish anyone for political reasons. We only punish people so they can get kapara.
Rabbi, what about the child in the Torah, below Yezidunu?
It's a great question. It's possible that that might only be in specific cases, and we'll leave that for now. Or it's possible that that might be a fringe benefit, but not the ikker justification. Says the Maharsha, big chiddush. If you do an avera this bad, we'll give you a punishment. But if kavachomer, if you do a worse avera, then we won't give you a punishment. Why? Because it's so bad that the punishment won't even give you kapara. Right? It's so bad that you deserve more than that punishment. But we don't have more than that punishment. Therefore, we don't do anything. Because we only give you what you deserve that will give you kapara. Okay, big chiddush of the Maharsha. Again, the big chiddush is that we only punish someone if they're going to get kapara. We won't punish someone stam as a deterrent. But that's the Maharsha. Right, Shogi is a chatas mezid doesn't, because it's not enough to give him kapara. Okay, but it's a chiddush say that about punishments. That's one theory. However, the Halichos Olam that I quoted here, there's a Karban Aron also says this, he suggests a different shot. What's the Halichos Olam shot? Why we don't punish someone based on Kavach Omer? Because you know the difference. Other drushos, first of all, some drushos you have to have a Masorah to darshan. Even if you don't have to have a Masorah to darshan, there's a big machlok, Rashi and Tosos and Sukkah, that what do you mean Masorah to darshan all the drashos? But there's no possibility of pircha. You can't think of a logical flaw in it. Because they're not based on logic, they're based on the text of the Chumash. Right? Most drashos are just based on the text of the Chumash. So it's not logical arguments. But a Kal v'chomer is logical argument. So on the one hand, Kal v'chomer is very strong, it's logically proven. On the other hand, Kal v'chomer is weak. You could always come up with a pircha. You could find a pircha kal v'chomer. You think that's more chomer? Really, it's more kal in another way. There could always be a pircha you didn't think of. Says the Halichos Olam, the reason we don't punish someone from a kal v'chomer is because maybe there's some pircha they didn't think of. And therefore, we're going to kill this guy, or Malchus, or whatever punishment, and maybe he didn't really deserve it. And maybe tomorrow we'll think there's a pircha on our kal v'chomer, and then we'll have killed him for no reason. Therefore, to make sure not to punish the innocent, we don't punish based on kal v'chomer, because there might be a pircha. Okay, so hold that thought for a moment. So, some of the achronim want to suggest that this is taloi on the svara of... Ein onshin min hadin. For some reason, Rav Yosef Engel loved chakiras and anunshim min hadin. One of the pieces of brackets, he actually comes with 14 different svaras given for anunshim min hadin, some of which are heavy Kabbalistic. You know, has to do with, well, din comes from keser, which is rachamim, and so we can't have an onish based on all things that I don't understand, and some which are a little more obscure in other ways. But he has, you know, he must have at least 50 pages on ein onshim and a din. But if you stick with the lekach tov nasman d'orais, it's more manageable. Beis ha'otzar, which was his, like, proto-encyclopedia Talmudit, he only got halfway through Beis. It's in, like, encyclopedia Talmudit of Lundus and Chakiras. In Ain, he has 50 pages on Ain Onshim Adin. He says this. He suggests that, and it wasn't just him. Also, we saw this in the Sefer Kovetz on the Rambam. Suggests that this might be an afkmina of this hakira. How so? Let's make this hakira. Lama Ain Onshin Min Hadin. One shot is the Maharsha, because there's no kapara. Second shot is the Halichos Olam, who says, because of a chashash pircha. Our din might be wrong, there might be a pircha. So, says the Sefer Kovetz, and Rav Yosef Engel in the Lekach Tov, says there might be a few nafkaminas. Well, let's list some other nafkaminas. One nafkamina he suggests is, and this has to do with the Marikatz, one nafkamina he suggests is, how about Bamei Matzino? What's the difference between Kavachomer and Bamei Matzino? Kavachomer means this is worse than that. What does Bamei Matzino mean? This is equivalent to that. So what if it's equivalent and not worse? So he says, that should be a nafkamina. If the reason is because if it's so bad, there's no kapara. Yeah, if it's kavachomer, then there's not going to be kapara. Because it's worse. How can you give an onesh? Somebody did something worse. It's not kapara. But if it's bamei matzino, if it's equivalent, then it should be kapara. It's equivalent. So then you would say, onshin. But according to that, it goes, olam ain't onshin. Because everyone knows you can have a pircha to bamei matzino. Right? So if the chash pircha, bamei matzino also might have a pircha. But if it's because if it's worse, there's no kapara here, it's not worse. Bamei matzino means it's equal. And there should be kapara. Another nafkin he brings, and this is a machlokas in the Bali Tosos, mafurish all over.
Isn't there also a discussion if it's had a shove as a kavachomer or a mamatzino? All the Rishonim here are assuming it's a kavachomer or that the Onshim HaDin also applies by a mamatzino.
That is what it sounds like, unless you say they're referring to like a line hiding later in the Gemara, which is not so clear.
Right.
Okay, so you're right. We'll have to, I have nothing to add to what you said. Another nafkamina that Rav Yosef Engel suggests in the Asven Doraisa, is what about an onesh bidei shamayim, like kares or misa bidei shamayim, etc. Would you get an onesh bidei shamayim through a? And here maybe it's not as machruch. This is the machlokas. Tosos and Chulin says that that you wouldn't give an onesh kares through a kavachomer. Tosfos Rosh and Kedushin assumes you would. So he wants to say, if it's that, it's so bad that that's not enough for kapara, then you wouldn't get karis either. Maybe this is so bad that karis is not enough for kapara. So he's going to assume ein onshin. That's clearly the assumption of the Marikatz here. I mean, it doesn't have to be as long as that's a sheet of the Marikatz here. Ein onshin bidei shamayim. Through, like, we can't, I wouldn't give you, we don't give you karis. Like, declare that you're chayav karis through a kavachomer, because maybe what you did is so bad that you don't get karis. Karis is not bad enough for you. But if it's a chashash pircha, then you would assume onshin. Why? Because we're not going to do anything to you. We're just saying you're chayav deshamayim. So if there's a pircha, then Hashem will know the pircha and he won't give it to you. And if there's no pircha, he won't give it to you. Since we're not actually doing anything, we're not afraid of making a mistake, because we're just making a philosophical declaration. We're not actually giving you the karis. No, we're just saying you're chayav karis. So, and if we're wrong, then we're wrong. Nothing bad happened.
If he's chayav karis, he can get out of it by getting malchus. So therefore, if the onshim adin, so we give him malchus.
No, because we can only give him malchus if we're... You only get out of karis by getting malchus if you're also chayav malchus. You have to have a real chayav malchus. Or you have to volunteer. And if you volunteer, that's your cheshbon. And even that is not so clear. Okay, that has to do with smich and patch versus, we discussed that once. Another fascinating nafkamina, he says in the Lekach Tov, is what about can you give an onesh? What if the Kal v'chomer is just background to the onesh? It's not that we're declaring through Kal v'chomer that you get an onesh. It's that the Kal v'chomer is like the background to the onesh. Like he says, maybe we're machshir this guy le'edus through Kal v'chomer. And then he comes and testifies that you worship Avodah Zarah. Right? So we're not punishing through Kal v'chomer. But like one of the background factors that led to your punishment was a Kal v'chomer. Right? Like the fact that we accepted the Aegis is based on a Kal v'chomer. Or like some technical background factor based on a Kal v'chomer. And he wants to say, if the point is that if you did a worse Avera, you can't get Kapara, we won't give you an Onesh. Over here, let's take his example. We were master the Aegis through a Kal v'chomer. And then they testified you worship Avodah Zarah. Lamaisa, you worship Avodah Zarah. It's not that your Avera was worse, just that it was a Kal v'chomer went on in the technical background details. So then we would give you, if you worship Avodah Zarah, we'd give you Skila. Right? You didn't do something worse than Avodah Zarah. You just did Avodah Zarah. But if there's a Chash Pirka, then not only do we have to not punish you based on a Kal v'chomer of the punishment, even if there's a Kal v'chomer in the technical details of Bezdin that went into getting you the punishment, we shouldn't punish you. Because maybe we made a mistake. So let's say we say, Kal v'chomer, this is a valid Aegis. And you worship Avodah Zarah. We wouldn't kill you, because maybe there's a Pirka and it wasn't valid Aegis. So that would be a third nafkamina. The fourth nafkamina, and here's where it gets, not everyone agrees this nafkamina, is our case. What about mamon? Are we onish mamon min adin? So here, not so pashat, but says at least Rav Yosef Engel, and says the halichos, and says the Sefer Kovetz, says if it's for kapara, when you pay money, that's not for kapara. Why do you pay money? In Nezikin, do you pay money for kapara? You pay money. Right, if we give you misa, maybe that misa is for kapara. If we give you malchus, maybe it's for kapara. If I say you have to pay this guy for his damaged car, are you paying for kapara? Why are you paying? Common sense.
Damage.
Yeah, to make up the damage so the guy can fix his car. Right? You're not paying for kapara, you're paying so the guy can fix his car. So therefore he would say, onshin mamon min hadin. Because the purpose is to repay the other party, not for kapara. And that's the shita of the Bavli. What if you said we're afraid of a pircha? Then that's not so clear. What if you say, hey, so would I make you pay money if I might be wrong, there might be a pircha? On the one hand, says the Sefer Kovetz and Rav Yosef Engel in the Lekach Tov, they say, ein onshim. After all, we're making you pay money. Maybe we're wrong. We can't make you pay money unless we're sure you're chayav money. And then they would say, that's the shita of the mechilta. But the Halichos Olam himself says, this is not enough, Kamina. Says still onshim. Why? Because we wouldn't kill you if we might be wrong. We wouldn't give you malchus if we might be wrong. Just making you pay money, it's not a big deal. And if we're wrong, if we discover we're wrong, we'll give you back the money. And if we are wrong, we never discover it. So you lost a little money. It's not the biggest deal in the world, right? It's not the end of the world if someone loses money. Onshim, because it's not so bad if someone loses money. If someone loses money, when they shouldn't have. If someone gets killed when they shouldn't have, that's bad. If someone gets lashes when they shouldn't have, that's bad. If someone loses money when they shouldn't have, it's not the end of the world. You know, it's just money. And therefore, we don't have to be so worried. And so the Halichos Olam says, this is not enough. He doesn't know the Chakira necessarily. This is not enough to mean the Chakira. Whatever the reason is, give me a second, it doesn't apply to Mamon. Whatever the reason is, doesn't apply to Mamon. Right, if the reason is because of kapara, mamon's not for kapara, we can give you an onus from Kal v'chomer. If the reason is because we're afraid of a pircha, we're not afraid of a pircha, it's not the end of the world, it's not a big deal. However, Rav Yosef Engel in the Sefer earlier, the Sefer Kovetz on the Rambam, saying, no, this isn't Afghani the Chakir. And they say, this is Pshat Tosos. What's the Machlokas Bavli and Mechilta? Says Rav Yosef Engel, the Machlokas Bavli and Mechilta is exactly this Chakira. Therefore, he also wants to point out, he also believes that the Mechilta holds this and this, and the Bavli holds this and this, and the Lashitasam, if you look in Lekach Tov, okay, you have to see his proof. Lemaisa, he says this is nafkamina, and therefore what are they arguing about? They're arguing about the svar of Engel Shimon Adin. If you take the tzad of kapara, then that doesn't apply to mamon, we're onish mamon adin, and that's the Bavli. If you take the tzad of a pircha, then we wouldn't take away your money if we're afraid of a pircha. And therefore, Engel Shimon Adin, and that's the side of the mechilta.
Two things. Number one, in C, when you say it's back, the kavachom is back route to onish, why do you even call that? You have the case of, you know, how do you punish someone for hitting their father because it's on a robe. But that robe is not a kavah chomer up here. It's a totally separate thing. Uh-huh. It establishes a fact, okay. And that's it. And you don't.
Okay, I totally hear what you're saying. Morty's saying that that's not a good enough gamina. As some things just, like, you have to answer one question and then move on with your life and not keep reopening it. Okay, fair. I think you have a very fair criticism. Okay, Ayin Shamra Rosh Engel, see if he justifies. I totally hear your taina.
One can make another difference between these two sides and look at what do you mean by kalvachomer? What's positive with kalvachomer? Is a kalvachomer that's the deen, that's what it is, or it's an assumption? If it's an assumption, then you say you can't do things. If it's a deen, it's making it, that's what it is, and that's what it is. An assumption, we go on assumption, and we go what's usually...
Okay, I think that's similar to what, you know, what we're saying here. Yeah.
I understand the deen. Yeah, I put it in case D, why don't you only, if someone's a suffix, you have to say, I'm losing a chavira of a right?
Well, that's what Rav Yosef Engel and Sefer Kovetz are saying. There might be a pirkei a suffix, a muslim called a varai. You can't make him pay money. But the Halichos Olam says that's not a suffix. A suffix means you really know there's a certain suffix. Just because you think there might be a pirkei, that's really...
A suffix dina is also a suffix.
Yeah, but a suffix dina doesn't mean... What are they calling Yiddish? Nervin. Nervin is not a suffix. Right, that's what Halichos Olam says. He says, you have nervin. Maybe there's a pircha. That's not a suffix. A suffix, a guy who doesn't have self-confidence is not a suffix, halachically. I might be wrong. That's not a suffix, the Halichos Olam say. He would say, that's not a suffix, I might be wrong. You might be wrong, but that's not a suffix. Who says? It's only a suffix. You say, I might be wrong because of X. That's a suffix. I might be wrong because of tiny X. That's a suffix. I just might be wrong. I might have made a mistake. He would say, it's not a suffix. That's good for the machlokas, right? I might have made a mistake. Does that count as a suffix? Or no? That's just nervousness.
I don't really get, according to Mechilta, meaning how does he understand the fee of the pay mamon? Because, like, we use, meaning, the halif zolom, meaning the general chat is because, like, the stakes are very high by onash. So now he's saying mamon is like onash, meaning even though we have efshir b'chazara, and we usually call it Torah Kula. I mean, I don't get how
you mean you don't get that?
Yeah.
You're saying, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Like, they would still say that you can't do something to someone if you're not 100% sure that you're right.
Even though we use it in Kol Torah Kula?
Even though we use it in Kol Torah Kula, l'chachila, in terms of what you should do yourself, but you can't use it to harm someone else. Right? Hey, you know, like the liberals say nowadays, you should do whatever you want yourself, you can't tell anyone else what to do. So, the Rav Yosef Engel and the Sefer Kovetz say almost that. Say, if it comes from Hashem and the Torah and the Drasha, you can tell someone else what to do. But if it only comes from your logic based on the Torah, from a din, then a din can tell you yourself what to keep, l'chatchila, but it can't make you punish someone else, even a small punishment of $10. It's a big chiddush. Why did I bring this big chiddush? Because then they explain, I need to say some lumpus behind the Mechilta and the Pavli. But you're right, it's not Mechilta, which is why the Halichos Olam denies it. Let me just point out for a second,
if you give them a effect by Yedin Zomim, Mamun Efshim B'chazorah, you want to give it back, it's like nothing happened. So you didn't do anything.
Correct, but who says it's not always so posh to give it back? It's not always so posh to give money back. I don't know if it, you know.
They were able to do it by Yedin Zomim.
Okay, but in real life, it's not always so... You ever try getting a refund from a company?
No,
it's not always so passionate. Okay, I'll just point out, Rav Yosef Engel throws in, he has 14 studim in the Beis HaOtzer, but in the Sefer Lekach Tov, he sticks to 4, which is more reasonable. He has some other studim also, says it doesn't have to be one of these. He says it could be, this is his own chiddush, the Lekach Tov, a din of Vehitzilu Ha'eda. You know there's a din of Vehitzilu Ha'eda, you always have to try and go and Zuzef Sanhedrin towards innocence in capital cases, and we Paskin and Malkus also. It says, Midin Vehitzilu Ha'eda, you don't make your own logical drushes to punish people. Because that would be against Vitzilu Ha'eda, and you have to think of Svaris to save someone and not think of Svaris to punish them. So therefore, Midin Vehitzilu Ha'eda, you're not supposed to think of Svaris to punish people. Vitzilu Ha'eda equals don't be mechadesh Svaros to punish.
Isn't that just by Misa?
And Malkus. Because we pass all the Chumash apply to Malkus. So then, if you had asked by Mematzino and Ochen, that's just a Svar you thought of. So you wouldn't do it. Onesh Bidei Shamayim.
Do we say by Knas today?
What?
Do we say by Knas?
Bitzilu Ha'eda?
No.
Lav Davka. Lav Davka. You just made that up. Okay, but in terms of Onesh Bidei Shamayim, there's no Bitzilu Ha'eda and Onesh Bidei Shamayim. We don't have to do Bitzilu Ha'eda. In terms of the background to the Onesh, it's an interesting question. You know, we go so far as to say, but we might also say, you know, because over here, I'll leave this as a question mark. On the one hand, you could say, well, we shouldn't make any svaras that'll lead to someone getting punished. Or no, we just shouldn't make svaras when they're about to get punished. But if we make svaras about, like, who's kosher leidos, who's kosher letayonos, about the background details, that's okay. And here, clearly, we would say onshin. There's clearly no vitzilo eida by mamonos. Everyone knows, in mamonos, it's a basket of three, and 2-1 is v'chayim, and no vitzilo ha'eida. He has a fourth thought as well, which actually might be the truest. He suggests, and this is just a pasuk shot, that there's no svara. It's just gzeiras hakasuv. Who says there has to be a svara? Why ino shemin adin? Maybe it's not svara. Maybe it's just gzeiras hakasuv. Ino shemin adin. In which case, if we then have to figure out all the nafkaminas, we're not going to be able to get our shot in any nafkaminas, because, like, just, I don't know, whatever the Xeris Agassiv said. So would it apply to Mematzino? Don't know. Would it apply to Onesh Shamayim? Not sure. Right? Right? It's very hard to know any of the nafkaminas, because, like, if just Xeris Agassiv, then, like, I don't know, like, whatever the Xeris Agassiv means. I don't know. When the Xeris Agassiv is Ein Onesh Min Adin, did it mean Mammon or not? So then, that's going to be very difficult for our, this is supposed to be in black, for our, okay, he, maybe this is not exactly the way he says it, but I will leave it as not going to help us very much with our nafkaminas. So once you throw in that curveball, it's hard to know the nafkaminas. But let's just summarize for a second. You take the two main pshatim found in the Achronim. You take the two main pshatim found in the Achronim, kapara or pirsa. Then I think there's some clear nafkaminas. I think Mematzino is a great nafkamina. Onesh Bidei Shamayim is also a reasonable nafkamina. Background details, I think, Morty's has a very strong objection, but it could be enough kamina. And Mammon, again, according to the Lichot Olam, is not enough kamina, so it has nothing to do with our sugya. I shouldn't have brought this in. But according to the Sefer Kovetz and the Rabbi Yosef Engel, that's another enough kamina, is Elshin Mammon min adin. If it's a matter of kapara, Mammon has nothing to do with kapara. It has to do with paying people for things, and therefore your onesh min adin. If it's a matter of chash pircha, then maybe, although not mochrach, and it's a chiddush, I admit, ain't Elshin Mammon min adin. That's all one derech.
For an achron to throw in gezeiras hakasuv without any basis for it is a very difficult concept.
Correct. And technically, I shouldn't say gezeiras hakasuv because it's not kasuv. It would just be a halacha moshe Sinai, right?
What you do when you don't have any other answer.
Yes. Okay. Which is okay. Fair. I mean, you know, I'm with you. Gezeiras hakasuv, halacha moshe Sinai, right? We're not. Well, maybe it actually is from the Kasuk. Actually, we can deduce it from the Pasuk. I take it back. The Gemara does darshan it from the Pasuk. Okay. Okay. That's Dial. Fine. Okay, so this is one derech. This is like a famous raid, Chakira, about Ein Onesh Min Adin, which I think is very nice. Maybe that's the difference between the Bavli and the Mechilta. But Efshar, there's another way to view the difference in the Bavli and the Mechilta. Actually, there's another way to view the difference in the Bavli and the Mechilta.
Let's go back to here.
Maybe, Lekulei Alma Ein Onshin Mamon Min Hadin. Okay, that's very strange. I just said Lekulei Alma Ein Onshin Mamon Min Hadin. Maybe Lekulei Alma Ein Onshin Mamon Min Hadin. Now, I'm not necessarily saying for Tosos here, because for Tosus himself, based on Daf Dal, what he says in Daf Dalid, not so pashut. But maybe Lekuli Alma Eino Shemam Adin, and what could they be arguing about? They could be arguing about, and here, they're arguing about. Maybe you could say they're arguing about whether Tashlume Niz King Mamon is an Onesh. Now, this is a Chiddush. Maybe, until now, I've been assuming that Onshim and Onesh means make someone pay. Maybe it's not so Pashin. Maybe in Onshim and Adin, everyone agrees in Onshim and Adin. You can't give any Onesh from the Din, not Onesh Mamon, not Onesh Malkos, not Onesh Misa, not any other Onesh, not Onesh Golos, not any other Onesh. But not everything is an Onesh, right? Like, just a simple example. If I borrow $100 from you, I have to pay you back $100. You can sue me in court and take away $100. It'd be hard to call that an Onesh, right? That's not an Onesh. That's a debt. A debt is different than an Onesh. An Onesh means a penalty for wrongdoing. A debt, some things are penalties for wrongdoing, and some things are just, it's fair that you have to pay in the circumstances. So it could it be that the difference between the Bavli and the Mechilta is not Klolios Ein Onshim and Adin Kolatar Kula. Maybe it's a very specific machlokes about Nizke Mamon. Is Nizke Mamon an Onesh, or is Nizke Mamon not an Onesh? Is it a punishment or is it not a punishment? It's clearly an obligation. Clearly we find you Chayav, we find you obligated, but not every Chayav is... Not every chayav is an onesh. Sometimes a guy can lose a lot of money in court, and it's not an onesh. He just won or lost his court case about what's fair for someone to pay.
Doesn't the Gemara say that by mu'ad it's mamon?
So, you mean as opposed to knas?
Right.
Right, so here it's mamon as opposed to knas, that's clear. Right. It's mamon as opposed to knas, and mamon, we might say, is not an onesh. But that's not so posh. It could be the difference between... between mamon and knas is whether it is a... you could say anything that's mamon is not an onesh. And then there's no room for machlokas here, right? Everything in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not talking about chatzinezen, right? Everything in our Mishnah is mamon, and therefore it's not really an onesh, and therefore everything I'm saying is batal mavatal. We're not really talking about onesh, we're just talking about obligation. Or you could say even within mamon, there's something that's more of an onesh, and there's something that's more of a debt. The difference is that, and here I know we'll have to get to this when it comes to the stam, shvarim, etc. Mamon could include also things that are an onesh, but mamon is an onesh of paying back what you're logically responsible for based on your wrongdoing, while knas could be paying back more than you're responsible for based on your wrongdoing. So I still think there might be room for a machlokes. Let me get into the following question. If it's an onesh, what does an onesh require? You only get an onesh if you did an aveira, right? So the question we're going to have to ask is there an aveira? Did Shor Bor Mav Behezek, did the fellow do an aveira? And if he did an aveira, is the payment a punishment for his aveira?
Isn't that exactly what we talked about last time? That has a difference whether it's your mamon or your lack of shmira. Lack of shmira, you get a punishment. Your mamon, you're...
Correct. If you're assuming that lack of shmira is a punishment, maybe it's not a punishment. Maybe it's just responsibility. Is it a punishment? I don't know. If I'm a shomer sachar, and the item is nignav or nevad, because I didn't shomer enough, is that a punishment for my not being shomer? Or that's just my responsibility? Maybe responsibility is not the same as an onesh. Maybe an onesh means punishing someone for wrongdoing. And responsibility means holding someone responsible.
Lack of responsibility isn't the wrongdoing.
No. What?
Lack of responsibility.
I don't know. It's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. Is it? You know, on the one hand, you'll tell me that Shomer Sachar is one of the Ovos Dezikin. The tricky part is that Shoel is also one of the Ovos Dezikin. He's Chayiv and Onsev. It's hard to say lack of responsibility. Okay, Yesh L'ayin. I'm willing to come back and question this, but let's just take this question, and, you know, this is a very, very classic question that bothered older Rishonim and Achronim, as we know. Is there an Aveira involved with being Mazik? Clearly, if I'm Mazik you and I don't pay, that's an Aveira. Right? If I rip your shirt, I break your window and I don't pay, that's an Aveira, because I'm not paying.
But I'm not asking, like, is it Avir if I don't pay? If I leave you, you know, if I leave you in the lurch. Is it Avir to damage even if I do pay? Right? Is it Avir to do Nezikin even if I do pay? So, anyone have a... Okay, so what do we say? Can you prove from Shas if it's an Avir to be Mazik? Anyone? Is it Avir to be Mazik? Ah, the Gemara says twice anciently of the Varavir about being Mazik, right? What does the Gemara say? Once in Kiddushin, Sholeach is Habe'era. I send a fire. Biachir shows to Bekatan, I'm Chayiv. If I send a fire, Biad Bikeach, right? I send you to burn down. I mean, mafia guys probably do it all the time, right? I send my shamish to burn down someone's house, right? So, he's Chayiv, not me, because anciently of the Varavir. Clearly, it's an Avera to burn down someone's house. Okay, not only that, but in Baba Kama, right, Daf Nun Aleph Amin Aleph, says exactly, they've tried to figure out what's the case of a bor shel shnei shutfin. How do two shutfin have a bor? Right, they don't actually own it, it's in the street. Says, maybe they b'shutfus hired a shliach or sent a shliach to dig it. They say, no, that's an easy way to have shutfin, the two of us. Tell Vinny to go do something, to go dig a bore in the street. He says, no, then neither of us would be chayiv. He'd be chayiv, because ancient Lech Levar. Clearly, it's an Avera to dig a bore in the street. Right? And there's another Gemara also, which I didn't put on the Korashid, and Bava Basra, Chav Beis, and Beis, says even Grumim Nezikin is Usr. Might be Potter to be Avid, but it's still Usr to be Gorim Nezek. Okay, so clearly it's Usr to be Mazik. The question is, why is it Usr to be Mazik? So, who says it's only us or me, Rabbanan? The Kiryat Sefer, right? The Kiryat Sefer of the bit on the Rambam, right? What's the purpose of the book Kiryat Sefer? Right? Is to go through the Rambam and show what the Mokar in the Torah is, or if it's the Reis Garbanan, everything in the Rambam. So if you want to have something to Reis Garbanan, Kiryat Sefer is a good place to look. It says the Kiryat Sefer very pithily. Masha also lo'ad l'hazik l'shalim. If you're mazik and you don't pay, then that's an issur d'oraisa of not paying what you owe. But let's say you're going to pay. Why is it usur to be mazik? Nirad dahav midrabanan. It's only an issur d'rabanan. V'chein hatnoim v'hatakanos. Like all conditions and takanos, basically, the midrabanan, they made all kinds of rules for how we should get along nicely with each other. One of the rules is don't be mazik someone, but it's only an issur d'rabanan, meaning in the Torah there's no issur to be mazik. Midrabanan, you can be mazik as much as you want. You just have to pay. But it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan. So, Isser Mazik. So according to the Kiryat Sefer, it is only Midrabbanan. However, most of the Farshim assume it's an Isser D'Oraisa. If it's an Isser D'Oraisa, where does it come from? So, in the Rishonim, we have a few opinions. What does Ravina Yonah say? Gezel, exactly. Right? This is in the middle of hiding in the middle of nowhere video. In the beginning of Avos, just explaining the Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh. What's an example of Torah Shabbat Peh? The Torah says, little sigzel, and Torah Shabbat Peh says that it even answers Mazik. He thinks Mazik is kind of Zela. Obviously, we made this Chakira before. If you make the Chakira, what's bad about stealing? Is the Iker thing that's bad about stealing that I gain money unjustly or that you lose money unjustly? And Yonah obviously assumes, so it's the real problem of stealing, not that I gain money. Who cares that I gain money? It's that you lose money. So you lose money all the same if I steal it, or if I damage it, right? If I steal your car, or if I torture your car, either way, you lost your car. What's the difference? So he assumes that mazik is a kind of gezel, right? So you could say it is aser mida oraisa, says Rabbeinu Yonah, mishum gezel. What does the Yad Ramah say in Baba Basra? The Yad Ramah has two pshat. He says either it is lifnei iver, right? I can't like trip you up. That's causing damage, right? And he assumes obviously the Mechaskina deals with this. Lifnei iver doesn't only mean making someone do an avir; it also means the pasuk shot of putting a stumble on them to trip. Or it's clearly nafia haftel reacha kamocha. Okay, so let's just say good enough. Right, obviously it's not Mechavtere Chamocha to cause anyone damage. Yes.
The Yad Ramah seems to be talking about Grama. That, and then I see the connection between Lifnei Iver and Grama, but what's the connection between Nezek Yeshirot and the
Tzadik. Ah, so I think it's really obvious, right? Ain't Onshim min Adin, but we do Aser things min Adin, right? If it's even Aser to cause someone damage, it's obviously Aser to damage them directly. Right? If it's even Aser to put a stumbling block, it's clearly Aser to push someone down. Right? As an Iser, you can learn from a Din. Okay, what are some of the other opinions we see in the... we're running out of Rishonim, right? How about the Achronim? What does the Rishash say? Rishash is a very nice pshat.
Exactly. He says, it's Midin HaShavas Aveda. After all,
I have to protect your property, and if it gets lost, return it to you. If I have to protect your property, obviously I can't damage your property. Meaning, if someone else is going to damage your property, I have to save it. That's HaShavas Aveda, right?
We know HaShavas Aveda doesn't only mean when it's lost. The Gemara says,
what if I see that you have a leak in your house, and you're going to have a flood and damage your house? I have to turn off the water main.
Because of HaShavas Aveda, right? So if I have to protect your property from damage, obviously I can't damage it.
Seems fairly logical. That is the Rishash. Who else do we have on our Makorah sheet? Ah, so the Chassam Sofer, here it's a little funny. The Chassam Sofer, the shut that we have here, says, what's the Isser? It's a little funny because it's not clear if this applies to all the Nezikin or not. He says, Ushmartim Odonav Shosechem Lo Samen Oldam Reyacha. Right? Meaning to avoid Sakonis Nefashos. Here it's a little funny because that would seem to only apply to Nezikin that could lead to Pikuach Nefesh. Like maybe a boar, right? Someone could fall in a boar and die. Or an ox could gore someone and die. But how about, like, if I just rip your shirt? Right? So here, that's a little tricky. I'm not going to put it on the board because the Chassam Sofer's Isser seems to be limited to cases which might be Pikuach Nefesh. Not all cases in Nezikin are potential Pikuach Nefesh. A lot of cases in Nezikin, like, there's no chance of Pikuach Nefesh. You know, Shane and Regel. My assumption is that you're not going to say that's Pikuach Nefesh if I let my goat in your yard where it can eat things. It's not going to kill anybody. So that's some Sofer. It's funny. But he focuses only on Pikuach Nefesh. I guess he's only talking about a goring ox. But that seems to be limited to a goring ox. The assumption of the Avraham is that Lifnei Iver applies to money as well. I mean, you might have said Lifnei Iver only applies if you're going to injure someone. Someone's going to break their bones by tripping. But he assumes that Lifnei Iver also applies if someone might just trip and drop their dishes and break them. So you don't have to say that, but it's certainly possible.
But it's not sure.
No, so he's, first of all, he's not talking about Shor, but he's not talking about any of this. He assumes that that Lifnei Iver is a general principle. He's generalizing Lifnei Iver. Don't do anything which could cause damage to someone else. Right? He's generalizing from Lifnei Iver. I think that's fair.
Isn't there a concept of Adam Re'eva is also on somebody's money? Because if you're hurting his money, you're hurting him. You're hurting his soul, you're hurting him. It's his thing.
Right, okay. A Damen could mean money. Okay, that's not... I hear the taina, but it's not so pashut, and that doesn't seem to be Chassam Sofer saying. Because he also quotes Shmartim Olam Nafshos Seichem, which is only talking about Dine Nefashos, and the Gemara he quotes in Mordechai is only talking about Dine Nefashos. Okay, one other very important makor I will point out is Rav Chaim. Right, Rav Chaim, he's quoting the Birkas Shmuel here, but he based himself on a Mefurish Gemara, which everyone else denies. What does the Gemara say in Daf Hamad Beis? They're trying to darshan what pasuk is extra, what pasuk isn't. Right, and they say, what if the pasuk gave the lo yishmerenu ba'alav? Is that extra or not? So the Gemara has this crazy line. The Gemara says, isn't that an extra line, lo yishmerenu ba'alav? So they say, no, you need that line, lo yishmerenu ba'alav, because, I can't find it, I'm on the wrong page. Just, it's one line in the middle of the sugya. We don't have to follow the sugya. It says, v'ami ba'ilei l'alav. Don't you need lo yishmerenu ba'alav for a lav? Okay, and then the more answer is no. Lo Yishmor is for the lav. Lo Yishmorenu is for a drasha. So it says right here, Lo Yishmorenu ba'alav is a lav. A lav is an isser. What's the isser? Not to guard your ox. So it's usser to let your ox damage, certainly usser to damage yourself. So is that a mocker? What does Rashi, what does Tosos say here? And Lo Yishmorenu ba'alav? Me ba'alav the lav? What does Tosos say? Says, no, it doesn't mean lalav. Change the yurts to lugufe. Right? Riba achar riba. No, you just need it for the guf, for the story, not for a lav. says, of course it's not a lav. That's ridiculous. Whoever heard of it being a lav? Change the girsa. Erase the word lav. What does Rashi do? Rashi says, he doesn't erase the girsa, but Rashi says, mibayde lav kolomar legufe. It doesn't really mean a lav. It really means, for the guf hadar, means that if you don't guard it, you have to pay. So Rashi says it's not really a lav. Lav is lav dafka. Tulsa says, erase the word lav. Two ways of getting out of the pshat of the Gemara. Rashi says, it doesn't really mean a lav. Tulsa says, it never even said a lav. But, if you take the Gemara from Shuto, it says there's a lav of lo yishmen of ba'alav. The Isser is lo yishmen of ba'alav. Now I know it sounds like lo yishmen of ba'alav is just the point in the story. And if he didn't guard it, then he has to pay. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, lo yishmen of, there are many cases of lo's in Chumash, which sound like they're just part of a story, but we darshan them to be lavin, right? In many cases, true shel mikra, you wouldn't say it was a prohibition. You would just say it was a clause, right? A you know, v'lo yizach ha-choshev v'yir, k'su ha-choshev t'avosol, t'avosol yifon b'zil v'chelos, v'lo yizach ha-choshev ala yifon. You and I would have read it, if we didn't have Torah Sheval Peh, as you should tie it so that it won't, you know, safol pev yelo, right, you should have a strong hem on the neckline of the me'il so that it won't tear. But we darsh, no, it means a lav to tear it. It means it's a lav to separate the chosh from the ephod. A lot of lows, which in Pshuta Shel Mikra don't seem like prohibitions, we darshan as prohibitions. That's one of the principles of drushos. So says the Gemara here, Rashi denies it, Tosfos denies it. Says the Gemara here, lo yishmer ba'alav, which sounds like a condition. If they're not shomer it, then is really a lav, right? Is really a lav, is really an isser.
He's still only talking about a mu'at.
What?
And just because there's an isser to have a mu'at card doesn't mean that there's an isser.
Ah, so it's still only talking about mu'at, fair enough. It's still only talking about mu'at. Reb Chaim assumes, and there's an assumption, that it's lav davka. The case is, but it's always a question, when can you extrapolate? The case is by mu'at. But really, you have to be shomer all your nezakin. Although you're right, you could have said it's only by muad, then you have to figure out why only by muad, so you'd have to...
Also, just because there's an isser, I mean, I suppose, also it's hard to understand what the mice isser was, and it's not you damaging, but... Like,
the isser is not being shomer! That's the isser!
When you're over on it at the time, when you're over on it, the second you're not...
It's an interesting question. Are you over when you let it run loose whether it damages or not? Or are you only over when it damages? Could be you're over when you let it run loose whether it damages or not. Just so you don't have to pay unless it damages.
If the mission says, on all the others, we should rest on all that, so then it's implied that whatever the Shmira is by one, it's the same Shmira by all, no?
Correct. He says, V'lo yishmerenu bi'alav, meaning he says, from the parsha of Nezikin and Mishpatim, you see, now again, it is a funny lav, because lo yishmerenu doesn't mean it's a lav to be shomer, it's a lav not to be shomer, right? So it has to be a drasha lav, not a pshat lav. And this is a big drasha, because they're really saying, lo yishmerenu. But okay, that could be a drasha. Lo yishmerenu ba'alav is a lav. After all, the Gemara says lav. Rashi denies it, Tosfos denies it, and I understand why they deny it. Because it's a far-out drasha. From lo yishmerenu ba'alav, you get a lav of lo yishmerenu ba'alav. But it could be that that's the drasha. So, Reb Chaim says, lo yishmerenu ba'alav is a drasha to not guard your nizikin. Now, just to be fair, you could actually have... within this, it's not 100% clear. It's possible to say, especially based on Rabbi Yonah perhaps, that there might be a difference between mazik and just setting up situations that could be mazik. Right? Nizkei mamon. Mazik be adam mazik and nizkei mamon. Theoretically, you could say something sort of in between. You could say that adam hamazik biyadayim is aser midoraisa. But nizkei mamon, you know, that's only aser midrabanan, right? So you could say, for example, Rina Yona, when is it stealing? It's stealing if I actually rip your shirt, if I actually smash your car. If I just don't guard my ox, that's not stealing, that's just negligence. Negligence is only an isser Drabbanan. So you could certainly say that, you could say that whether mazik is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan depends on direct mazik or indirect mazik. Right? Clearly not for a chayim. But let's say for a baby yona, nicha lefira baby yona, right? You notice that it's stealing. Is it stealing to not guard my ox? Is that mamish stealing to not guard my ox? Or no, maybe stealing is like actually like damage your property directly via dynamite. I ram into your car. I take a baseball bat and break your window. That's like stealing. To just not be careful with my ox, maybe that's only an issue drop on it. So we're not sure in Rabbi Yonah if he would be relevant to the first half of Bava Kamma, but most of the pshatim, I think, pashtim are relevant to the first half of Bava Kamma. Lo yishmein of Balav is talking about Niskei Mamon, not about Bazim Biotayim. V'haklo yachad v'mocha, and the context of the Yabrama is just about things on my property that might end up damaging your property. Yeah, it's not v'haklo yachad v'mocha. Would I want your ox to be loose in my, around my property? No. So I shouldn't let my ox loose in your property. Lifnei Iver is not talking about doing something. It's just setting up a situation. And even Ashavas Aveda, the Rishash, he says, clearly I shouldn't break your things. But not only that, I have to, like, protect your things from damage. So L'chora, it would make sense that I can't put something in a situation where it might damage. So I think most of the pshatim would apply even to Nizkei Mamon. In Rabbi Yonah, it could be that he would only say that about Odom HaMazik, not about Nizkei Mamon. That is not 100% clear. But what do we see? The Kiryas Sefer says only Drabbanan. According to Rabbi Yonah, it could be that Nizkei Mamon is only Drabbanan. Odom HaMazik is guess out, but maybe Nizkei Mamon is only Drabbanan, maybe. But according to many of these pshatim, we see an Isser D'oraisa for Nizkei Mamon. If I'm not careful with my property and let it damage, then that is an Isser D'oraisa. Rashi, I admit, is very tricky. Why it's tricky, you'll see in a second. What do you think about the Rashi? Rashi says in Gimel and Aleph, when he's talking about digging a bore, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, why is an Avera dig a bore? D'Asur L'Kalkel B'Shus HaRabim. L'Kalkel B'Shus HaRabim. You can't ruin the B'Shus HaRabim. He says it's Asur to dig a bore B'Shus HaRabim because it's Asur to be M'Kalkel B'Shus HaRabim. So, here it's a little tricky. What do you mean, Asur L'Kalkel B'Shus HaRabim? He doesn't seem to focus on the Isser of being Mazik. He should have said, like, Asur L'Hazik, right? Asur L'Grom Nezek. So I'm not, there's a Mishnah Melech who says, well, obviously it's only Drabbanan. Whoever heard of an Isser L'Kalkel B'Shus HaRabim?
The Rabbi belongs to everyone, so therefore he's the Mazik and everybody's property.
But I would have said it's because something might fall into it. He says it's an Avera because you're damaging the street. I mean, what he says is the Avera of digging the bore is not because someone might fall into the bore. The Avera of digging the bore is because when you dig the bore itself, that's mazik. Because you've damaged the street and the street doesn't belong to you, it belongs to everyone.
He's saying that it's sort of is he necessarily saying that the Issa of being Mechal Rosh Hashanah, that's the Nezek? But he's just saying the Issa of Mechal Rosh Hashanah means it means the Mechal Rosh Hashanah to be created at the Chalim, which is Arvin, that's the Issa.
You're right. So here, I'm not sure how much of a medayik from Rashi. It's just, it is funny, because I would have said, Asur, Ligrom Nezek, Asur Lahazik. I wouldn't have said, it's Asur to break the street. Although, Taka's a good Svara, like it should be Asur to break the street. The street doesn't belong to me, it belongs to everyone. So what gives you the right to dig in someone else's property?
He's not
right?
Talking about the other Zeke.
What?
And then it comes out, he's not talking about it.
Right, then he's talking only about Bor. So that's why you wonder in Rashi, is that what he means? Or does he mean it's also to make a damage in Rishas Rabban? So in Rashi, Yesh L'Stapik, because I'd like to make Rashi hold from an Isser of Nezikin. But over here, it sounds from Rashi a little like maybe the Isser of Nezikin is only by Bor because I'm digging a hole in someone else's property. In whose property? In the Rabban's property. In which case, maybe Rashi would say the Isser of Nizkei Mamon is only on Bor. And he wouldn't have an Isser in other Nizkei Mamon. So here, Yesh L'Stapik, maybe, although this is a bit far out, but maybe Rashi would hold that. And then how about like if I don't guard my goat? Is there an Isser in that? The Isser of digging a bore is because I'm digging in something that doesn't belong to me. So how about if I let my goat into the street? Is there an Isser in that? We're not 100% clear what Rashi thinks, right? Could it be that there's no issur to let my goat in the street? There's only an issur to dig a pit in the street. There's an issur to burn down your house.
There's an issur to, you know, be mazik you, be a dayim.
But could it be that in Nizkei Momon there's no issur at all according to Rashi? Unless it's a bor? I don't know. It depends how you read Rashi. So let's take this Rashi on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, right? Asur Lekalkel Rishus Rabin, right? What does he mean by this? He could mean, Ben wants to say, he means it's Asur to cause something that'll bring Nezek in Rishus Rabin. Is that what you want to say? You could say that he means, maybe he means.
Not even that, more that. Those, as in creating a takala, which is that Rosh Rabban's function is people to be able to walk in it without obstacles. It could be even more filling with the Torah. Why is Dafa talking about you being a Makal Rosh Rabban? Rosh Rabban is where people walk freely without having to worry about
it. Ah, so if you let your goat in the Rosh Rabban, it's also being Makal Rosh Rabban.
That's what being Makal Rosh Rabban is.
What?
Any kilko Rosh Rabban is normally going to be creating a pot. Which is something that...
What if I let my goat? What if I let my goat into the street? What would he say? What would he say?
We're going to be guessing. I don't know if that would be called kilko Rosh Rabban.
So then it would be mutter?
But it could be that there are other types. Again, there could be...
Maybe there's some other issur there, you're saying.
Or it's the same issur. Just here the issur is expressed as being creating a kilko. Because that's what's the way Bora happens is...
Ah, you're saying, but the kilkel is not because like they're losing dirt. The kilkel is because there's a damage. Okay, so you could say that he means usher to cause, or usher to create potential nezek in Rishus HaRabim. Right, maybe it means usher to create potential nezek in Rishus HaRabim. That's what it means, in which case it's an issur of mazik. You could say, very radical, that maybe only bor is usher because you break the street. And that's the question of what makalkel means. Makalkel means breaking the street, or does makalkel mean you create a potential mazik? If you create a potential mazik, then he holds the initial mazik. If it means breaking the street, maybe it's only usher to break the street. And, you know, hold on a second. How about this one? Maybe you could say like this. It says, ki yiftach ish bor o ki yichre ish bor v'lo yichasenu. Is it usher to dig a pit if I do cover it? I have a different shot on Rashi. I have a different pshat on Rashi. Tell me, Ben, what do you think is pshat on Rashi? Why is it usher to dig a pit? After all, I can always cover it. So it should only be usher to not cover it. But it shouldn't be usher to dig it, because I can always cover it. So what's the issur of digging the pit? The issur of digging the pit is because I'm breaking the Rishus HaRabim. But he admits that if I don't cover it, it could be an issur of mazik. Right? So therefore, let's just... In which case, maybe Rashi's not a big fish. So let's just take this Rashi for a second. Rashi, Daf Nun Gimel of Aleph, says, De Asur Lekalkel Rishus HaRabim. Why doesn't he say Asur Ligrom Nezek? After all, it should be Asur to be Dorin Nezek. So we have three pshatim, but I like my last pshat. Ben's shot was, that's what he meant. He meant it's usher to make a kilkol that is mazik people. Second shot is very radical. Is that there is no isser in Nizkei Mamon. He'd have to admit it's usher for me to burn your house down. Because it says if I send a torch to burn something down, that's usher. But maybe in Nizkei Mamon there's no isser. Only usher to break the street. But that's very radical. Or you could say that he admits if you don't cover it, that's what it says in the Torah. Ki yichre ish bor v'lo yichasenu.
then it's usur because of mazik. But Rashi wanted to tell you why it's usur. He doesn't want to tell you why it's usur to not cover it. He wants to tell you why it's usur to dig, because he's talking about people digging things, right? But the chiddush is, even digging is usur. Even if you do cover it.
That's still kilkul?
Yes, because, what, you have a right to make a hole in the street and cover it? No. Hold it. Can I go into your yard and dig a hole and cover it? No, obviously not. That's damaging your property. Even the digging is usur. Even mishas kriya. Even at the time of digging, before we see if you cover or not, it's usur. Because of breaking the street. In which case, Rashi's not giving us an opinion about the Isser of Mazik. No, the Isser of Mazik is whatever it is. He holds like any of the other opinions. We have no idea what his opinion is. He's just teaching us a chiddush. Of course it's usur to be Mazik. It's usur to let my shor in the street. It's usur to let my ish without, you know, go wild. And it's usur to leave an uncovered pit. But he wants to tell you the mice of digging. How do we know the mice of digging is usur? When I dig, I might cover it. How do we know the mice of digging is usur? The mice of digging is usur because of breaking the street. In which case, Rashi's not relevant to our question. I like that shot.
Why should there be any difference? If you mentioned, what you mean, should we say, if it's a matter of hezek.
No, because if it's in my own property, I'm certainly allowed to dig.
No, if somebody else comes in,
oh, that's obvious that you it's also to dig in somebody else's property. It's chiddush, it's even in public property.
But that isn't my focus of what it is, or we should say,
no, that's about my property. And it's taka mutter to dig in my property. And it's even mutter to leave an open pit in my property if people, it's not where people will walk.
But I think the example that you brought of being in front of someone else's shoes, the Gemara is talking not about the Nezik in front of that boy, something like that. I mean, that itself is that you're chayav for damaging. If I go and dig a boy in someone else's shoes, I'm chayav to pay them back for damaging their property by digging the boy, not because of the Nezik in the skirt from afterwards.
Yes.
Whereas here we have the Nezik in front of afterwards. We're not talking about that.
No, here, no. What I'm claiming is that yes, but the issue is it shlich levar veyuda send you to dig or not? And what Rashi wants to say is if the only isser was the nezek afterwards when it's not covered, then it's only shlich levar veyuda to tell you to not cover it. But the digging is not a dvar veyra. So if Rashi has to say the digging is a dvar veyra because of the damage of the pit. And then, indirectly, that affects who's responsible for the poor for nezek. But it all works out. Okay, Morty, quickly, and then we have to finish up.
Yeah, but even the digging, until you cover it, you left yourself an open pit. So that itself is an easier of having a poor for shoes around. Unless you say you can make a differentiation, you dig down one tefach, cover it up, and then continue to dig.
Okay, that's a great question. Meaning, what's the case of key? Meaning, maybe you're making a pirch on me. While you're digging, it's uncovered, and therefore that's an isser of mazik right away. While you're digging, it's uncovered, this an isser of mazik right away.
Sure.
And if I say, like, no, while you're digging, like, you keep an eye on it, etc., but then that's against the case of the Gemara, that while the guy was digging, something fell into it. So, okay, I you have an upper hand right now, but I want to think about it. Okay, Joel, quickly, then we got
to
finish up.
I have one question. And I might be jumping to the breeze, but if you all told, like Rashi's parish told, there's no Michal Chiyu Kashlum according to Rashi, there's no Chiyu Masik.
Okay, hold that thought. Okay, now Rabosai, let's just ask a very simple question. If you assume there's an Issa Doraisa, maybe there's no Issa Doraisa, right? Kiryas Sefer says no Issa Doraisa on any kind of Mazik. And it could be even Rina Yona would say there's no Issa Doraisa on Shor and Bor and Mava and Hever. There's only Issa Doraisa and a Mamish go up to you and rip your shirt and break your window. Okay, but if we assume there is an Issa Doraisa, is the Tashlumen because you violated the Issa Doraisa? Or no, they're two separate things. There's an Issa Doraisa if you have to Riacha Kamocha or lift the Iver from one parsha in the Torah. And there's Tashlumen for another parsha in the Torah. So here, yesh lehistapek is the chiyuv tashlumin because of the iser de oraisa or not, right? If
if there isn't, if there's no Isnaraisa, it's clearly not, right? According to your Sefer, why am I chayiv to pay? Not because I did in the Isser. Why am I chayiv to pay? I'm chayiv to pay because it's fair that I fixed what was broken. Not because I did something wrong, just because I'm responsible to undo what I did. That's not the same as saying because of an Aveira. Right? So is it because of the Aveira? Is it because of the Aveira or not? According to the Kiryat Sefer, clearly not. Because the Aveira is only Drabbanan. The Torah told you to pay, there was no Aveira yet. According to Rav Chaim, clearly yes. Because he says, look in the Pasuk. V'lo yishrenu b'alav is the Aveira, shalim shalim. It says, v'lo yishrenu b'alav, shalim shalim. According to everyone else, the Rishash and the Yad Ramah, according to the Rishash and the Yad Ramah, we're not sure. Is it that the Parsha Mishpatim is going to say, since you violated Hashem's Aveira, v'hachor yach gemocha and or lifnei iver, therefore you have to pay? Or no, you violated an Isser. But that's v'hachor yach gemocha, there's nothing with paying. There's a separate parsha that you have to pay. So, we're not sure, right? According to the Ramah and the Rishash, right? Question mark, I'm not sure. Are you paying for the Aveira? Or are you paying just because you're responsible? And the Aveira is a separate thing. Here, Yesh Ladayik, in the Seder HaDvarim, Lani Yazdaiti, of the Rambam, especially comparing the Rambam and the Torah. How does the Torah open Hilchas Nizkei Mamon? Hilchas Nizkei Mamon. K'shem she'asol adam she'yazik es chavir v'mehizik ha'yib l'shalim. Just like an asur mazik. And if you're mazik, you have to pay. Katzor lishmar mono shalo yazik v'mehizik ha'yib l'shalim. Likewise, you are chayiv to guard it, and if you don't, then you have to pay. Right? He starts with asur. Tzarech lishmar asur. He makes it sound like, he says, just like you're not allowed to do something wrong and you have to pay if you did it wrong. When Adam Amazik, so too Nitzke Mamon. He makes it sound like you're paying because you did something wrong. I want to contrast that with the Rambam. What's interesting about the Rambam? We already read the opening of the Rambam. The Rambam opened and says, anytime your property damages, you have to pay. Does the Rambam say that it's usher to damage? Yes, in the fifth parak. The fifth parak says, if you left your animal wandering through people's fields and vineyards, and it's going to be mazik them, and we warn you three times, we can shecht your animal. Why? Because asul adon lahazik lo shalom asher hezek afil ligrom nezik. It's asher to be mazik, even if you're going to pay, and even grom of nezik is asher. He throws that in perek hey, and not at all in the context of tashlumin. Like, this is what you have to pay, this is what you don't have to pay. Now you should know, if the guy is going to be mazik and hasn't been mazik yet, we can shecht his animal because he shouldn't be mazik. The Rambam throws in after four prakim of who has to pay and who doesn't. I know he's not finished all the prakim. Throws in as like a side point, you should know it's usher. L'chachila. He does not seem to connect. Why does he go through four prakim of chiyuvim before he says it's usher? Seems to be hinting to us. You're not chayiv to pay because it's usher. You're chayiv to pay. You should know it's usher. That will come up in some circumstances. It'll be relevant in some rare circumstances. But it sounds like for the Rambam, if you want to be dayik from the halacha svarim, diyok harambam is no. He has four parak where he told you chayiv to pay for damages. Only in the fifth parak does he throw in that you should know it's usher. And he doesn't even say you should know it's usher and therefore you have to pay. Say, you should know it's usher and therefore if you haven't damaged yet, we can check your animal to keep it from damaging. He never connects the isser to paying. Maybe the diyuk of the Torah, it's not as strong as the diyuk of the Rambam, is yes. What does he say? It's usher to damage, and if you do, you have to pay. Really? Now, he doesn't say, and therefore, but it's fairly implied. And likewise, you have to guard, and if you don't guard, you have to pay. He makes it sound like maybe it's an onesh. What will this be relevant for? So, I think this is relevant for, and who else, of course, holds that? I think it's fairly clear for the Mahari Katz that you have to pay because of the Aveira. Because what does he say? He says, Ki yechre v'chi yiftach ishbor in the mechilta is talking about the onesh b'di shamayim. Onesh b'di shamayim is for an Aveira. He reads an Aveira into Parshas Mishpatim. He doesn't say there's an Aveira from Kedoshim. There's an Aveira of Rehaftarech Kamocha from Lifnei Iver, from Hashavas Aveda, from Kiseitze. He brings the Aveira into Parshas Mishpatim. So I would say the Marikat also. When the Marikat also says yes. Why? Because he says Parshas Mishpatim is talking about Onesh Bidei Shamayim. If it's talking about Onesh Bidei Shamayim, it seems to be talking about an Isser. And he says, it's Mishpatim that's talking about an Isser, not someplace else. So once you put the Isser in Mishpatim, it implies that you're chayiv to pay because of the Isser. Okay, I don't know if it's Mokra, but I'll put this in parentheses. Okay, but I think Rav Chaim is very clear. You're chayiv to pay because you did an Aveira. You violated this law. I think the Kiryat Sefer is very clear. You're chayiv to pay not because of any Aveira. There is no Aveira in the Torah. For other people, it's unclear. Is Parshat Mishpatim relying on Kedoshim and Kiseitze or not? And the Rambam seems to imply, yeah, there's an Isser, but that has nothing to do with why you have to pay. While the Torah seems to imply there's an Isser, and that's why you have to pay. Okay, this could be, how does this tie into our sugya? This ties into our sugya in three places, and with maybe that's all we'll get to. Today, number one...
That's what we call it, but we
agree. Give me a second. Number one, Aleph, maybe... This is... I'm not saying we're doing the Lashon of Tosos. I'm saying according to the Derech of Tosos. Maybe this is the Yesod of the Machlokes, Bavli and Mechilta. The Bavli says it's not an Onesh. And the Mechilta says it is an Onesh. The Mechilta said it's your punishment for wrongdoing. Punishment for wrongdoing in Onesh Minadin. The Bavli says it's not a punishment for wrongdoing. No, it's that someone has to fix. Something's broken, someone has to fix it. So who has to fix it? So it's fair that you have to fix it. Sometimes fair you have to fix it. Sometimes fair he has to fix it. Sometimes fair you each chip in half for fixing it, right? Chatzi nezek. It's fair that you have to fix it. It's not a punishment because you did something wrong. It's just someone has to fix it. I mean, think about it. Your ox killed my ox. Now I need a new ox. Why is it more fair for me to pay for the new ox than for you to pay? Maybe you should pay for the new ox. Not because you did something wrong. That's just your responsibility. So it could be that's the machlok, because the Bavli says it's not an onesh. It's not for the Aveira. No, it's just someone has to fix the ox, so it's your job to fix the ox. The Mechilta says, no, it's an onesh for doing the Aveira. As a matter of fact, it's actually interesting. The Mishnah says, Arba Ovos Nezikin. What should it have said in Hebrew? Arba Avos Mazikin. Right? It's not Nizak, it's the Mazik. Right? Nizak means the thing. So, there are many different Perushim in the Rishonim to explain. Some of the Rishonim just say, no, you don't understand. Nazik means something that often damages. Like a chassid is someone who always acts with chassidut. It's not passive, it's not nifal, it's just a property, a tuna, a characteristic you get like a yud between the second and third letter of the shorish. So arba nazikin is like arba chasidim. Chasidim are people who always do chesed. Nazikin are things that always do nezek. Okay. The Tosos Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, if I'm not mistaken, make sure I'm not confusing with someone else. And then we have to move quickly. Yes, the Tosos Talmud Rabbeinu Tam says nezikin means nezek, the result of nezek. Arba'ov's Nezikin means there are four things that cause a result of Nezek. Not there are four things that damage. There are four things that lead... Not there are four things that do a mice of damaging. There are four things that lead to a result of damaging. Okay, now, is there any lumdus in here? Are we referring to things that damage or results of damage? Right, most Rishonim versus Talmud or Rabbeinu Talmud. There are other pshatim also. It could be that, you know, you're not supposed to say lumdus in here. It's just dealing with strange grammatical constructs. It could be there's some lumdus here. Like, are you chayiv because of what you did? Or are you just chayiv because of the situation? Maybe the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam is saying, you're chayiv to the situation, there's damage here. So someone has to fix it. Not because you did something wrong. Right? That would work very well for saying that it's not an onesh. No, it's not because you did something wrong. But something happened, and it's more fair for you to be responsible than for him to be responsible. Okay. Maybe this is the Yesod. Again, this is a stretch, and you're going to question me. I'm going to have to think about whether or not I'm right. But maybe this could be the Yesod of Machlokas, Bavli, and Mechilta. Not a Machlokas in Onesh and Adin and Chakiras or Yosef Engel. A Machlokas in Bava Kama Chakiras. Do you look at this as an Onesh or not as an Onesh? If it's an Onesh, ain't Onesh and Adin. And if it's not an Onesh, then you have to pay him an Adin. Because it's not like the Bavli ever says Onesh and Mamun Adin. Just says, you're Chayef. Why? Because it's not that you're Onesh Mamun Adin. You're not Onesh Mamun Adin. It's not an Onesh.
And in the Chanan, if there really was another case that wasn't owned by Kefel, then maybe we wouldn't do it in a din.
This also can answer two questions. Number one, the funny Rashi. We're supposed to get to that in Gemara. What's the funny Rashi? The Gemara asks, Avos, Tadlika told us, right? There are subcategories. Avos of Shabbos, the subcategories are just as high as the Avos. But Avos of Tumah, the Toldos at the Vlada Tumah, is less Chomer than the Av. So is the Toldos Kayotzvahim or not? How the Rif says, and all the Rishonim say, how would you have said the question, are the Toldos of Nezikin Kayotzvahim or not? You would have said, maybe the Toldos are just as high as the Avos, or maybe they're less high. Like, for example, what would be an example of less high? Chatzin Nezik. Right, that's what the Rif says, that's what everyone says, the Rif says. They ask, are the Toldos Nezik Shalem in Ha'aliyah like the Av, or do they pay less? That's a Rashi says something very strange, which the Grizz says he can't make any sense of. He also says then he can't make sense of the Rif, and then makes sense of the Rif, but he never gets back to making sense of Rashi. Rashi says, Hacha Mai told us the Shabbos Havik Avos, told us the Tomalu Havik Avos. So Hacha told us in Zokin Mai, Miyamrin and told us Kayotvim, Loshna Av, Loshna told him, he's like Mashalim will Domalo. Do we say told us or Kayotvim, just like the Av you have to pay, the Tol you have to pay, or not? This is very strange. What does Rashi mean? Do you have to pay for the Tol like the Av or not? What do you mean not? You don't have to pay? If you don't have to pay, then why is it a tolda? There are a lot of things I don't have to pay for. I don't have to pay for standing here and breathing. That's not a tolda, Mezikin. What makes it a tolda if you don't have to pay? That's the Briska Rav's kasha on Rashi. What do you mean? The suffix, you pay for the tolda, you don't pay for the tolda. If you don't pay, what makes it a tolda? So here you have two choices. Either say Rashi's lav davka. He really meant you pay nezik shalim or not. But it's hard to, it's a chiddush. So, what you can answer,
and I know I heard Rav Rosenzweig say this, I heard that Rav Rosenzweig said this last time while you were in the first part of the Kama, which was back in the 90s. The maybe you could say that maybe you could take it one step further. Maybe you could say, Ulay Shlomar. Iker din is kemamon. Hu ha iser. The iker din is kemamon is the iser. Is the iser d'oraisa. That's the iker din. The iker din is kemamon is that an iser d'oraisa of ishmira. V'lo ishmen ba'alav. Right? That's the iker. The iker is the iser. The chi of shmira. And the nafkamina shela iser. If you want to say, no, new way of looking at Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim not primarily come and tells you who has to pay who money. It's primarily come and tell you what's usser, who has to guard, when you did the isser of Nizke Mamon. And the punishment for Nizke Mamon, the litmus test, the way to tell you did the isser, is that you have to pay. If you're willing to say the skiddish, which is the chiddish, say the ikr is the isser. There's an onesh for the isser, like everything else. Right? The Torah tells you Isser Yitreif, the Onish is Malchus. The Torah tells you Isser Arayas, the Onish is Karis and Mises Bezdin. The Torah tells you V'lo Yishmen. Really, V'lo Yishmen about love is the core of this whole parak of Mishpatim. It's all about what you have to be Shomer. And then the Torah says you have to pay. But then you can answer two questions. Number one, a Hezber of Rashi on Daf Beis Amid Beis. What's the Kasha? The kasha is ma inyan toldos nizikin im eino mishalim. What makes it a toldos nizikin if you don't have to pay? If you don't have to pay, what makes it a toldos nizikin? It's just a non-nizikin. The answer is, this is what everyone's like sending Shear back in the day. Hopefully it's what he said this year also. I don't know, it'll take a few months to tell. The answer is no. The isser. It's a toldos nezikin because it's also like the av. You maybe you have to pay, maybe you don't. It's a toldos nezikin. The av is also the toldos also, like the av is tummy and the vlad is tummy. Yeah, it might not have to pay. It might not be so usher you have to pay. It might not go so far as to onish payment. But the isser is the ikr. If the isser is the ikr, you can have a tolda that doesn't pay, like Rashi against the Rif and everyone else. Okay, it's a radical shot of Rashi, but it's a radical Rashi. Again, that you'd have to assume certain things about this Rashi, like shot C. Probably. Very difficult questions might justify very radical answers. How could Rashi call it a toldos nezikin, which maybe you have to pay, maybe you don't? If you don't have to pay, what makes it a toldos? The answer is a toldos because it's usser. Now it's an Aveira. The Isser, the Aveira. Now you want to know if you have to pay. Where's Masopik? And the second question is the very difficult Rashva. Hesber. The Rashva and the Beis of the Beis. And with this, we'll have to end. There's a very strange Rashva. Okay, we'll get into the Sugya. The Gemara says it's a Havamina that the Parsha of Tam and Muad is talking about a horn that's not attached. Most people say it takes a horn in its teeth and gores someone. But a horn that's attached, you'd have to pay Nezik Shulling even for a Tam. The Rashva and Tosfos already asked the Kasha, hold on, if it's only to my Karen Tolosh, a non-attached horn. But the Chumash never talked about an attached horn, a regular horn. So how do we know you're always Chayiv Nezik Shulling? Maybe you're only always Chayiv Chatzi Nezik, or nothing. So the Rashba says, because we're Mesopik, whether you're always Chayiv Nezik Shulling or always Chayiv Chatzi Nezik. And what does Rashba say? Safek Nezikin, L'chumra Ki'isurin. Safek Nezikin is L'chumra. Now that's crazy. Why is that crazy? Because all over Shas, right? We all learn Shas. All over Shas. If I'm a sopik, my ox gored your ox or didn't, then I don't have to pay. If I'm a sopik, the big one gored the small one gored, I don't have to pay. If I'm a sopik, the ruin's ox gored or Shimon's ox gored, they don't have to pay. We all know if it's a sopik, whether I damage you, I don't have to pay. We all know Hamotz Mechol of Haraya. If I sue you for Nezek and it's a sopik, you don't have to pay. So what does he mean, suffering the Zik and the Chumra? And why would suffering the Zik be the Chumra? Suffering of all other moment is the Kula. And why would he compare it to Isuri? So says Reb Chaim, right? The kasha is lama safek nizikin lechumra ki isurin. Says Reb Chaim, and this is in the Birkas Shmuel and the new fancy oraisa, you know, controversial chidusha grach on Bava Kama, published by oraisa, which I don't think we have on the shelf. Not the regular chidusha grach. He doesn't go into this detail. Says Reb Chaim, he says very pashut. He says, the suffix is, of course, suffix, if I damage you or not, is lakula, mitzvah hom raya, don't be ridiculous. But if it's a suffix, who damaged who? Avada, that's lakula, obviously it's lakula. But in our Gemara, we're not discussing a suffix who damaged you, meaning a suffix bimitzios, right? A suffix bimitzios, we're not sure bimitzios, if I damage you or not, suffix in the fact, of course we go lakula. We're not here discussing suffix and tzius. We're discussing din. Suffix whether the Torah intended to be mechayiv me or not. Suffix whether the Torah intended to be mechayiv me. And here the Chassam Sofer says the same thing. Right? He just seems to limit it to goring oxes because he talks about koach nefesh, or Chaim says in general. So it's the Teres Agrach and the Chassam Sofer. Doesn't seem like the Grach read the Chassam Sofer. But what did the Grach and the Chassam Sofer answer? They say no. They say you have to understand, in the Parsha Nezikin, the main point isn't who has to pay. The main point is that you have to guard yourself. The Torah is coming to teach you make a civilized society where people avoid damaging each other, where people guard what they have to guard and don't do the Aveira of Mazik. The teeth in that, after all, it's very nice to tell someone to be a good boy. You have to put teeth in it sometimes. And if you're not a good boy, we'll punish you by making you pay. But the Iker is the Isser. Therefore, when it comes to not a suffix in the facts of who damaged who, then of course it must be right. A suffix, how much the Torah meant you to pay, is really a suffix, how much the Torah meant you to guard. If the suffix, whether the Torah meant to be chayiv you or not, that's really a suffix, not whether the Torah meant to be chayiv you mamon, whether the Torah meant to be chayiv you shmira. The nafgamina is paying mamon. Suffix, whether you're a chayiv shmira, not suffix avera, that's taka, suffix isser. So that's exactly what they say. A suffix. Bekavanas haTorah, who suffik chiyuv shmira, and the nafgamina is tashlumin. The nafgamina is tashlumin, but the suffix not about whether you have to pay. The suffix about how much you have to guard about the avira of mazik. And that's taka suffik iser. After all, if the suffix the Torah told you how much to guard your matzahs, we'd have to go lechumra. Suffix the Torah told you, you know, how much to. You know, suffix the Torah tell you how much tefillin to wear, how much tzitzis. Of course, you have to go. Of course, you have to go lechumra. Therefore, suffix chiyuv shmira. So therefore, it's beikar a suffix iser. I understand the nafgamina is how much money you pay, but the Torah is trying to give you an iser. The nafgamina is how much money you pay. So here we've seen a tremendous chiddush. We started with the question of is there an iser daraisa or not? Because if an iser darabanan, it can't explain the Torah. Is there an Issa d'oraisa or not? And if there is an Issa d'oraisa, is it coincidence there's an Issa d'oraisa? or no, the reason you pay is for the Issa Doraisa. Maybe that's Machlokas Bavli and Mechilta. And then we say, if the reason you pay is an Issa Doraisa, then it's Mestaber to say, the Iker, again, when the Torah says you're Chayvisa for Oven Yeroni, the Iker isn't the Torah wants to kill you, the Iker is the Torah told you not to do Oven Yeroni. The Torah says you're Chayvisa for Chalal Shabbos, not the Torah wants to kill someone. The Iker is that it doesn't want you to be Chalal Shabbos. The Torah says you're Chayv Kefil for Gneva. The Iker is in the Kefil, the Iker is you shouldn't steal. So likewise here, if you're punished, the payment is a punishment for the Avera, the Iker is the Avera, the punishment is Tafel. If the Iker is the Avera, then that would explain two strange Rishonim. Why does Rashi think they'd be a Tolo who doesn't pay? Because the Iker is the Avera, there's an Avera. And why does the Rashba think Suffix is the Chumra? Ah, because it really is a Suffix Isser. The Nafgamina is Mamon, but it's really Suffix Isser. He doesn't mean a Suffix whether you damage me or not. That's obviously the cool. Suffix what the Torah told me to do is a Suffix Nechi of the Avera of Mazik in the Torah. That we have to go Suffix the Chumra. It's a Nafgamina of that you end up paying money. But that's just a Nafgamina of doing the Isser. Okay, so we'll have to wait to start the Gemara. Until next time, Mirtz Hashem, I'll send it, of course, later, Mirtz Hashem. And now we'll take a little bit tangent into, I wasn't told this on Shabbos, as you saw, a brief tangent, and then move on with the Shakal Targum on this Mishnah.
You know how to turn this off?
Oh, yeah, the stop button.